Well, all right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back to our local hour here on 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, where it is a winter wonderland of a day in Bonner's Ferry. Also, we are on 97.1 FM here in Sandpoint, KSBT, NorthIdahoRadio.com as well. I'm Bob Witte. It's Thursday. It's North Idaho. We call this North Idaho Thursday. And just a quick programming note before I forget, I'll be in here tomorrow for North Idaho Friday, which we normally don't do, but these are not normal days. It's December, people. We are in the month of December, and boy, howdy, did yesterday feel like it. Just a snowpocalypse. Yeah, it was a lot. Anyway, but you know, yesterday reminded me of what a great small town full of neighbors Sandpoint really is. Kind of feels like it's gotten away from that feeling a little bit. I mean, the old timers remember when somebody would drive off the highway into a ditch. It was an unwritten rule. The very next rig came along, pulled over, and helped them out. That's just the way it always was. Not so much anymore. But yesterday, I was in the dentist's office most of the afternoon watching it just dump snow. So I didn't get to dig my driveway out in the sidewalk in front of my house. So by the time I got home, it was getting dark. And I'm out there with my little snow blower and trying to do it. And before I knew it, not one, but two neighbors came over with their much larger snow blowers and helped me get it done. I mean, I was taken back. Like, yeah, I love this place. Anyway, I love this show, too, and we've got a good one for you today. First up, we'll be chatting with Justin Dick and Grant Simmons with the Bonner General Health Foundation. They've got things going on there and coming up in the very near future. I think we're going to be talking about the Heart Ball already. So huge event and changes for this year. And in our second segment, we'll welcome in Ruth Klingensmith from the Suzuki String Academy. Their annual Nutcracker shows are coming up, not this weekend, but the following weekend at the Panada Theater. She'll be telling us all about that, the who, what, where, and when. And speaking of the Panada Theater, in our final segment today, we will welcome back in Veronica Knowlton, Executive Director with the Panada. It's a busy December on tap for the Panada Theater. Veronica will let us know what all is going on there. Can't wait. But first, people have been wondering, you know, Kinderhaven is no longer, but the Kinderhaven Foundation is still an organization, and their Festival of Trees is still happening. It is Saturday, November the 3rd, and this year's proceeds will assist Bonner County Homeless Transition and providing aid to women and children in crisis. And that is happening this Saturday at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. For more information, you can go to KinderhavenSandpoint.com. So if you're wondering about the Festival of Trees, it is still happening, and you go to KinderhavenSandpoint.com for more information on that. It's Saturday at the fairgrounds. What else is going on coming up? Let's see. There's a sippin' shop this evening at the Pondere Winery benefiting Sandpoint High School boys basketball. Check that out from 4 until 8. Live music with Bright Moments Jazz Friday night at the winery. What else we got? Oh, we have a ladies' night for the Sandpoint Shopping District tomorrow night downtown. If you turn into tomorrow's show here on North Idaho Friday, you'll learn all about that. This Saturday is the free first Saturday at the Bonner County Historical Society Museum. Every month on the first Saturday, it is absolutely free from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. So you want to check that out, especially if you haven't been to the History Museum for a while. It is it's a lot of fun. Pretty cool thing. The Heartwood Center on Saturday is a winter fair and children's festival from 10 until 3 with handmade gifts, local artisans, kids' craft, and free admission. That is at the Heartwood Center. Let's see what else we got going on. There is that's enough. That's enough for today. Just That's what's going on. What's going on in the show? We have Justin Dick with us and Grant from the Bonner General Health Foundation. We'll be talking about the upcoming Heart Ball. We also have Ruth from the Suzuki String Academy and Veronica from the Panda Theater. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet serving the greater Sandpoint area. Whether you take this as good or bad news, we're transitioning toward winter. This means a lot of local customers will be looking for the best price on a new set of winter tires. Taylor & Sons has taken action. Right now, we have one of the best selections of name brand tires our dealership has ever had. Taylor & Sons is the premier location to find the exact tires you're looking for at the best price. Taylor & Sons stocks and sells all major tire brands such as Hankook, Michelin, Goodyear, Bridgestone, and BFG. Taylor & Sons offers a 30-day price match guarantee on most major brands of tires. If you find a better price within 30 days of purchase, Taylor & Sons will refund the difference. In addition to the price match guarantee, Taylor & Sons is offering up to a $100 mail-in rebate on select brands of tires now through November 30th. All of the work is performed in our clean, state-of-the-art facility. You can view all of our current service specials online at tschevy.com. And for your convenience, online scheduling is available. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
The Hydra on 2nd and Lake is Sandpoint's original steakhouse. Stop in today for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Book your holiday parties now. If you're planning a company Christmas party or maybe just a family event, now is the time for holiday party reservations at The Hydra. They're open daily for breakfast starting at 8 a.m., lunch, and nightly dinner specials 7 days a week.
Come on back to The Hydra for breakfast, lunch, or dinner today. The Hydra, 2nd and Lake in Sandpoint.
America's most beautiful small town is all dressed up in its holiday best with twinkly lights, decorated shop windows, and all the holiday trimmings. Experience shopping hometown style in the Sandpoint Shopping District. One-of-a-kind stores each reflect the unique personality and passion of their owners. You'll find things you just won't see anywhere else. What a refreshing change. Parking is free. Rediscover the excitement and joy you thought was a thing of the past in the Sandpoint Shopping District.
Go, Chiefs, go! Ahead into the Seattle zone. Chevrolet off left side. Out front. Shot. Score!
This Friday and Saturday, your Spokane Chiefs are back in the arena. Friday is another Avista Way to Save poster series giveaway. Saturday, December 3rd, is the annual Teddy Bear Toss presented by TDS Fiber. Bring your teddy bears or stuffed animals to the game and throw them on the ice when the Chiefs score their first goal. They'll go to the Spokesman Review Christmas Fund. For details, watch Creme 2. For tickets and game times, go to SpokaneChiefs.com.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back. Our first segment here on North Idaho Thursday. Justin Dick and Grant Simmons is with us from the Bonner General Health Foundation. Guys, how are you?
Hi, good. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, appreciate thank you for having us, Bob.
No problem. Justin, long time since you've been on the radio.
Yeah, what was it, last week?
No, it's always great to have you. And, you know, you wear so many different hats around the Sandpoint area that there's always something to talk to you about. And today, Bonner General Health Foundation, and you hinted last time you were representing Bonner General on the show that little bit about the Heart Ball, and of course, like everybody else a couple of years ago, I had to make some tough decisions about whether we have a big public function or how do we do it online. And little lo and behold, it went from, oh my gosh, it's not going to happen, to being extremely successful. But now
we are back. We are finally back live.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we are approaching our 15th annual Heart Ball, our crystal anniversary. It's coming up February 4th, 2023, over at the fairgrounds. We are super happy to be back live again here. We got roughly 27 tables. We've got food from Pack River. That's been one of the big changes. We got to say thank you to Judy at Tango for taking care of us for so many years. But with her business now, we're kind of switching it up. For those of you that don't know Brittany, from the Pack River Store is also a foundation board member with us. So they're going to be doing a three-course plated dinner. We've got tons of, I think we've got up to 10 live auction packages that include international and regional travel. We've got a lot of outdoor excursions, things locally and things around the country as well, too. And then our often imitated but never replicated dessert auction. I think we're up to 25 restaurants now. Restaurants or bakers that are giving us a dessert that we will auction off for each table the night of the Heart Ball.
So how does that dessert thing work? So it's on the table, you bid on it and just take it home and eat it?
Yeah, so well, it usually gets eaten that
right
night,
there.
Right?
Oh,
and then they usually get passed around to the other tables as well, too. So it's a really fun time. We used Austin Booker and his family for Booker Auctions over in Washington. He's amazing. Quick shout out to Kinderhaven as well. I think Austin is in town or coming in town Friday for the Kinderhaven event. So
yeah,
want to make sure that we promote them as well and hope that they have a successful fundraiser.
Yeah, like I said in the intro, a lot of people think, well, Kinderhaven isn't anymore, but the Kinderhaven Foundation is, and still helping out people in homeless transitions is where the money
Absolutely.
Goes this year.
Yep.
And I mean, the need is still there, even though they can't function in the way they historically have. So.
Yeah, the need is probably greater now than ever, and it's for all nonprofits. You know, we had a remarkable last 2 years going virtually. We learned a lot. We faced a lot of adversity, and our donors came through, but this is our year to really get back, to get everybody back in the same room, to get that piece of normalcy that we've been missing for the last couple of years.
Is there any kind of option for somebody to, if they just want to bid online?
Even talk, yeah, so there will be an online bidding portion.
Oh, good.
That'll open beforehand, and it'll all conclude that night. We're deciding whether we're going to have a virtual portion that night for folks who aren't comfortable showing up in person.
Yeah.
Probably not. I think we're going to go full live.
Yeah.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of demand for it. I think we only have 5 tables left.
Yeah, we roughly have about 5 tables left. We are still looking for sponsors as well. We've got a robust marketing campaign that's going out with print, radio, social media. We are going to be all over the next couple of months as well, too. So if businesses are looking to sponsor, let's get your name out there as well. And I'll let Grant talk a little bit about our cause this year, because it is something that absolutely touches just about everybody anywhere you go in this country.
Grant, before we touch on that, what is in my list of questions? So how does it work? Can you buy a whole table, or do you just go as get an individual ticket, or how does that work?
You can. There's tables that we have reserved for individual ticket holders. The bulk of them are purchased for the 8 or 10 top, but for individual tickets, we have seats for them. For
okay.
Sure. Yep.
Just making sure that a single guy.
Absolutely. Yep. And we've got there's some board members that have tables as well too, so we're keeping a few seats open as well at each of our tables. I'd love to have a few guests come and sit at the Trinity at City Beach table if anybody's interested in coming.
Very good. Yeah. So to the reason why you're having the Heart Ball this year.
The why is important. And this stat sort of shocked me, but this year the primary focus is to add an additional 3D mammography machine at BGH. Mm-hmm. Right now there is a waiting list of 1,200 folks to get a mammography. The good news is the hospital has a facility for it. They have a room for it, and now we just need the equipment. And so this year we're gonna focus on that. And there's so much undiagnosed breast cancer in this community. And if you think about a waiting list of over 1,000 folks who are trying to get in and get diagnosed, that's unfortunate. And so we're trying to mitigate it.
So what are, I'm not all that familiar, what are the options if you were looking for a diagnosis for a woman right now? Where can they go other than you?
Yeah, so you could try Spokane, you could try Coeur d'Alene. I guess what other options are?
Well, and what we're seeing is this backlog since we've had from COVID when we shut a lot of this stuff down. And I say we, I mean the hospitals all around the country, especially the smaller rural hospitals like ourselves. Those stacked up, and we have not caught back up until we get the second machine. And I think everybody has been affected by breast cancer at some point in time, with a family member, a friend, a neighbor, a teacher. And I think Grant hit the nail on the head here. The early detection is the biggest part of this, right? And we're able to stop a lot of this or mitigate a lot of this if we know. And there's a long list of people waiting to find out as well and see how they're doing. Hopefully the most of them are fine, but we do need to take care of those people and get them in as fast as we can. This has probably been the best year after we got the, last year we raised money for trauma radiology. Mm-hmm. And we finally got this room ready to go and to get this next machine. We're going to go after some big time grants that we've already applied for right now. So we're waiting to hear from that. And we know the community is going to show out like they always do. And they have for the last 15 years really that have. We've been plugging for funds for our hometown hospital to keep services as close to home as we can.
Speaking of funds, do you want to share how much you have a goal? I mean, a specific dollar number?
I think for me, and Grant would probably second this too, is we want to beat last year. We got to get more than $235,000.
That's the $250.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and that's more than you did previous COVID years.
Yeah, absolutely. And the toughest part about this, about going back into live, are the costs associated with it. Mm-hmm. You know, when we went virtual, we were probably talking about $20,000 to $30,000 worth of cost, and then a nightmare of headaches and trying to figure out how the Grant is our computer guy, man, and he pulled this stuff all together to make sure that we could get people on board.
How do we get them that dessert?
Yeah, and that's it. That's right. And we did. And you know, it's a lot tougher to sell a dessert to folks when we have to drive it to your house and you can only see it on a picture of a website, right? Versus having the auction folks really playing it up and getting it out to diners that are ready for dessert. So I think we're going to do a tremendous job. Like I said, this community always pulls together and always rallies around this hospital. We are so very thankful and grateful for the community members that we have. We're always looking. There's a lot of new residents in Sandpoint over the course of last year. And the nonprofit sector is probably the easiest way to get ingrained into this community.
And meet a lot of people.
Absolutely. You're not a face. You're not a number. A small group of, you know, I think our board is a small but mighty board of 11 at this point, 10 or 11 people. And we try to make waves as much as we can. You know, having this hospital is a big decision for people to move here, especially when, you know, in the Coldwater days. Grant was a former Coldwater Creeker as well, too. It was a huge selling point. Yep. Both our school system, the school district, and Panhandle Alliance for Education do an amazing job of getting funds to our schools for those kiddos. And we are trying to do the same for the hospitals. I do want to mention our hometown grants program as well. We will portion a little bit of money off on that, but we're looking at giving out roughly $40,000 to $50,000 internally to hospital departments that need it, where they just couldn't get on the budget for the last year or two. So we're there to pick up that slack. And then lastly, our exoskeleton. I think the last time I was on the show, we were plugging that for our 5K. We are currently still fundraising for that and looking for avenues, filling out grants, looking at other fundraising opportunities. So we do have we got a lot of stuff going on, but you got a lot of very active people that love this hospital and want to see these services ramp up so that we don't have to leave Sandpoint for these services.
So this last fall was your first 5K fun run, and it was very successful. Have you guys talked about, is this going to be an annual thing?
It will be.
Yep.
Yep, it will be. And when we plan on growing it, we'd like to, I don't know whether you want to get into the Grand Fondo or not, but we have visions of extending it into a scenic half and pulling
it's kind of what I was getting at.
Trifecta.
That'd be cool. Because that was such a great event. People came from all around the country. Yeah. And
let's give props to the Chamber, too, because they did an amazing job for many, many years.
COVID stood us up for success. For
absolutely.
Sure.
And COVID screwed up so much stuff. And we're just now trying to navigate the course back to getting a lot of this stuff, getting more events in town. As you're going to hear with the shopping district tomorrow, a number of local events. You know, most of everything that we're doing that for 8 months out of the year is geared toward our local community, right? Not the tourists, not the folks that aren't going to be here as soon as the weather turns light. It's for our locals that are here 365 days, work in our community, live in our community, play in our community, and kids in this the education program in our community.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing we haven't touched on is how do people, if they want to learn more about the Heartball and how to help out BGH, or just learn more about the BGH Foundation, Grant, how do they get in touch with you guys, or who do they talk to, or how does that work?
The best way is just bonnergeneral.org/foundation, and that'll take you to really everything about this board and our mission and what we do and how we fundraise, and you can sign up for the event, and you can donate, and you can do it all from there.
Bonnergeneral.org, Bonnergeneral.org, and then you can just find the foundation on there.
Got it.
We'll have all this information. And the Heart Ball, once again, it's going back to live at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. Pack River Store is catering it, so you know it's going to be sensational. By the way, they have pearls out at and
they
need their parking lot plowed. I'm just throwing it out there.
if
anybody's out in the Hope area and has a snow plow, they're looking right now for that to happen. Heart Ball is February 4th. Is that Saturday?
February 4th, 2023 at the fairgrounds.
And again, go to bonnergeneral.org for more information. Justin, always great to have you. Grant, great to see you.
Thank you for having
us, Bob. Thanks for all you do, and I'm sure we'll do it again before February 4th.
Awesome. Thank you, my man.
All right, we are going to take a break. When we come back, it is coming on the holiday season. It's time to be talking about the Nutcracker and things happening at the Panada. We have Veronica from the Panada with us here in just a few minutes. But Ruth Klingensmith is with us from Suzuki String Academy next, talking about her annual event right after this.
Trevor Noah is bringing his new off-the-record tour to Spokane.
I wonder if that's how the dinosaurs went out,
There's an asteroid coming down to Earth!
How the dinosaurs were like, asteroids are not real! It's a hoax!
Don't miss Trevor Noah, live on stage.
All the dinosaurs were running around in panic. Ah, the dust is everywhere! Wear a mask! The T-Rex was like, I can't!
First Interstate Center for the Arts, due to demand, second show added April 26th. Get tickets now at ticketswest.com.
Hit a three-pointer when you sign up with Ting Internet. Join Ting and you'll get a $200 service credit and free standard installation. Plus, we'll donate $50 to Sandpoint High School's athletic program. With Ting Fiber Internet, you can download, watch, play, work, stream, game, and video chat without buffering or lag, no matter how many people are online. To claim this offer and get internet as quick as the SHS Bulldogs on a fast break, visit tinginternet.com/bulldogs. That's tinginternet.com/bulldogs.
P1FCU's Ascend Checking is a simple free checking account that gives you the flexibility to earn dividends. Plus, get anytime account access with online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, and no minimum balance requirements. So, level up your finances with an Ascend Checking account. Learn more at p1fcu.org/ascend. P1FCU, your community, your credit union. Insured by NCUA.
Have you tried the new Fastlane checkout at the Sandpoint Super One Foods? There's 6 new Fastlane checkout stations, and they are super convenient and super easy to use. Check it out today, and if you're looking for a great job, Super One Foods is hiring with a variety of positions available, with some of them starting at $18 an hour. Apply today at superonefoods.net or simply stop by the store. Super One Foods in Sandpoint.
Okay, I get the white beard and all, but the green eyebrows have got to go.
Oh, yeah.
Who's your Santa? Santa Neil here from Auto Credit Sales, and I'm tired of bad Secret Santa gifts. So this year, I'm everyone's not-so-secret Santa. Bring me your old ride, and Santa Neil will give you way more than it's worth. Talk about ho, 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 lot to be happy about. So this season, don't exchange gifts, exchange your old sled. And you could get way more than it's worth. Worry your credit's not so jolly? Santa Neil's For the People credit approval process is better than any present. So let me be your not-so-secret Santa Neil, and we will give you way more than your old sled's worth. But hurry, this deal will dash away soon. I'm Santa Neil, and I'm your dealer for the people. See all the cars at autocreditsales.com.
Credit requires make approval. Negative equity may re-refinance. Offer absolutely expires December 31st, 2022. And there's no Santa Neil on the script. Did you make this up?
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
All right, we are back, North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte, and it is our second segment here today. Ruth Klingensmith is with us from the Suzuki String Academy, as she is a couple of times a year, especially this time of year. It is the holiday season. It's December 1st. speaking of holidays, and boy, howdy, do we have snow. So it feels like Christmas. You've also brought along the new owner of Allegro Dance Studio, and Devin, who's been on the show before talking about your bar business. Mm-hmm. And welcome to the show, ladies. And you guys collaborate and put on your version of a Nutcracker celebration at the Panda Theater. So tell us about it.
Yeah, thanks for having us here, Bob. We're excited to be here. And we're excited to put on our fourth annual This Christmas Night production. And we started this collaboration 4 years ago with the idea that we wanted to give local students the opportunity to put on a full-scale show with live music and dance. And so Devin was, as the new Allegro owner, was excited to jump on board with that. And I had known her previously to her taking on the dance studio. And so then we wanted to do the Nutcracker. And so, yeah, she wanted to take that project on, and we're super excited to have it. So we'll start off, we'll have four shows that will start off with some fun holiday music, and then we'll go into the land of the Nutcracker. Mm-hmm. And we'll, that will be December 9th, 10th, and 11th, with a Friday and Saturday evening show at 7, and two matinees on Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Panada Theater.
All right. And so, Devin, how long have you owned Allegro Dance Studio?
I want to say it's probably been 6 months.
Okay. And how are things there?
It's good. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's busy, but I love it.
Excellent. And how's working with Ruth here? Is that
It's been really nice. The whole collaboration between the music and the dance, I enjoy it.
And Ruth, for anybody, I mean, there's a lot of new people in town. Maybe they haven't heard of Suzuki String Academy.
Oh, yes.
What do you guys do? What's your whole thing?
So we've been in business for 4.5 years.
Okay.
And we use a method called Suzuki. It's an international teaching method and philosophy. And our focus is strings and piano. And so we teach lessons, private and group classes for violin, viola, cello, piano, guitar, we'll also be doing voice beginning next year. So we're excited.
Is this just for kids?
This is for kids of all ages.
Okay.
And we start with the Suzuki method. We can start very young. So we start as young as 4 years old on private lessons and group classes. We have early education classes as well, but we have many adult students. We have a lot of parent involvement. All the parents attend the lessons with the students and learn along. So we have a lot of families that participate, and it's a great community.
That's wonderful. So how long does it take, you know, putting all these people together that belong to your organization to learn something like this Christmas pageant or that you're doing?
Yes. So we started rehearsals in September.
Wow.
And so not a lot of time.
Yeah.
And so everyone's worked very hard, dancers and musicians, to put this together. And my favorite part is to see, you know, we throw this music and choreography to the musicians and dancers, and we say, all right, we're going to get ready for this production. And it's incredible to see the growth that happens in just a few short months.
So, Devin, the dance part of it, is there like a script, I don't know what you'd call it, that you go by for this particular performance, or is this something that you needed to come up with, the choreography?
So, I mean, it's based on the traditional Nutcracker story, so I'm just kind of keeping with that and then just bringing my different flair with the choreography, but traditional Nutcracker.
Let's plug your business, since you're the new owner. Where are you guys? How do people get involved? Are you also all about... Are you all about kids, or is there adult dance, or what?
Yes, we do have for kids and adults from the ages of 3 until, I mean, I think there's about like 55-year-olds or even older. So, I mean, it's...
Man, that's old. Just kidding.
Well, there's in stages, and yeah. So I offer preschool classes and then ballet classes in different genres. So yeah, it's been, you know, it's a lot of classes that kids are taking and have the variety. So it's nice to have.
And we were talking during the break, you are located, okay, I'm going to say it, next to the liquor store.
No.
In between the liquor store and 7B Fitness, yes. I think it's called, in the Sandpoint Superdrug parking lot. And can people just, are you there all the time? Can people
just usually stop? After school hours.
After school hours.
Afternoon. But our phone is available and you can leave messages at any point.
What is that phone number?
Oh, geez. 208-610-0188.
610-0188 for Allegra Dance Studio. And do you have a website or something if people want to learn more?
Like yes.
Parents or grandparents hearing this today and thinking, oh, my little girl might want to be involved.
Mm-hmm. Allegra Dance. At, I think it's org, Allegro Dance org.
Well, we'll go with that.
Okay.
Or just Google Allegro Dance Sandpoint and it'll come up. Yeah, so again, this event, it happens not this weekend, the following weekend, Friday at 7 o'clock, Saturday also at 7. And there are matinees on Saturday and Sunday at 2 o'clock. But you also, you know, we just had Justin Dick in here. And as I was saying during his interview, he wears several different hats. One of those is he still runs a very successful, a very great restaurant here. But he's opened another location. But you're having a gala fundraiser there.
Yes, we are very excited about that event. So that gala, pre-show gala, will happen between 4:30 and 6:30 before the shows on Friday and Saturday. And Justin, owner of Trinity, is sponsoring that event. And at this event, we raise funds for our scholarship programs at the Suzuki String Academy and Allegro Dance Studio. That goes to support really dedicated students who wouldn't otherwise be able to afford taking lessons. And so we've partnered with Justin, and also several other local businesses are donating baskets. We'll do a silent auction. So many, many downtown businesses are participating in that event. We'll have live music. We'll have fancy hot chocolate bar for young guests. Justin is creating amazing hors d'oeuvres and desserts, and guests who purchase tickets to this event will also get a complimentary beverage. Mm-hmm. And we'll have the Sugar Plum Fairy at the event that
take pictures.
That young guests and older guests can get pictures with. And so it's just going to be a really, really fun, fantastic event with a lot of great donations from local businesses. We have two hand-painted violins as well as slippers from the local artist Lisa Vimas.
Very good. And I'll... Important to note, this is not at Trinity at City Beach.
Correct.
It is right around the corner from the Panada, so you can go to the gala fundraising event and then just walk to the Panada Theater. So you're at his location, what old-timers will know is the Truby's Health Mart from years and years ago, which I still miss. They had the best vegetarian food there. I don't know if you've heard that.
I haven't.
But it was great. So that on the corner of 2nd and Main.
Yes, 113 Main.
113 Main, and kind of across from Pollack.
And, it's beautiful.
Yeah, and they've done a tremendous job, you know, remodeling that. And so Justin's opening that, or has already opened.
Yes.
Is he calling it Trinity or Trinity 2 or...
I think it's just 113 Main.
Oh, it is. Just okay. Yeah, so that's where the event is happening. Then how do people get tickets for... I think you go to panada.org for just the Nutcracker Christmas story.
Uh-huh.
But what about the gala event?
You can also purchase tickets through panada.org.
Oh, okay.
They have a link, and that will take you directly to our ticketing site. And that has all the show options as well as the gala seat options. Gala guests also get a – we're selling seats in the Panada by the seat, so it's not general admission. So you purchase a seat with that's numbered.
Oh.
And so the gala guests get a premiere seat plus the pre-show gala.
You know, I've been to the Panada probably 10,000 times in my life, and I guess I just don't remember the seats being numbered.
This is the first time. We are the first event to sell this by the seat.
I was losing my mind.
Yeah, so we're starting a new tradition.
Yeah.
Along with an old tradition.
To learn more about that, you can go to thepanada.org, panada.org, and go to your event, and it'll tell you all this stuff and how much and how you buy tickets and what you get for the for that. And, of course, great appetizers and beverages from Trinity at 113 Main, and 2nd. And that is happening Friday the 9th and Saturday the 10th. The gala begins at 4:30 to 6:30, and then the show at the Panada at 7 o'clock both days, and then also matinees on Saturday and Sunday at 2. You guys, that's a lot of performances in 3 days.
Yeah. Yep. It's a lot of work, but it's really nice for the performers to be able to do the performance more than once or twice after they've put that much effort into something. And also give the community more options.
That's a very good point, and feeling like, I did all the, I've been rehearsing since September. I only get to do this twice.
Yeah, good point.
So, yeah, it should be a really fun weekend. I know I'm looking forward to it. Again, go to panada.org to learn more. Speaking of the Panada, in our next segment, Veronica Knowlton is here from the Panada Theater to tell us about all the other stuff that's also going on at their theater this holiday season. So, Devin, Ruth, great to see you guys. Thanks for being on the show. And we'll do it again sometime.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. We, the aforementioned segment coming right up. Right after this.
Okay, I get the white beard and all, but the green eyebrows have got to go.
Oh, yeah.
Who's your Santa? Santa Neil here from Auto Credit Sales, and I'm tired of bad Secret Santa gifts. So this year, I'm everyone's not-so-secret Santa. Bring me your old ride, and Santa Neil will give you way more than it's worth. Talk about ho, 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 lot to be happy about. So this season, don't exchange gifts. Exchange your old sled, and you could get way more than it's worth. Worry your credit's not so jolly? Santa Neil's For the People credit approval process is better than any present. So let me be your not-so-secret Santa Neil, and we will give you way more than your old sled's worth. But hurry, this deal will dash away soon. I'm Santa Neil, and I'm your dealer for the people. See all the cars at autocreditsales.com.
Credit requires bank approval. Negative equity may re-refinance. Offer absolutely expires December 31st, 2022. And there's no Santa Neil on the script. Did you make this up?
Pat Murphy here, and today talking about the good folks at North Idaho Collision in Bonners Ferry and talking about aftermarket parts versus OEM parts. If you're wondering what that means, OEM means original manufactured parts that come on your vehicle from the factory. Aftermarket parts are imitation Chinese parts. Did you know that 85% of all insurance companies' estimates are written to include aftermarket parts? At North Idaho Collision, they only use 100% OEM parts, whether your insurance covers it or not. And out of the 150,000 body shops in the United States, there are less than 100 shops that only use OEM parts, and that includes North Idaho Collision in Bonners Ferry, who care more about quality than profit. If you live in Bonners Ferry, it's a no-brainer where to go, and if you live in Sandpoint, Libby, or Troy, it's absolutely worth the drive. Call them at 208-267-9995. That's 208-267-9995, or go to the website, that's nicrepaircenter.com.
It's always the right time deal.
Hey, want to go to Mickey D's for lunch?
Ooh, let's go now.
But it's not lunchtime yet.
If we're going to McDonald's, it's always the right time.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that.
There's a deal for every lunch hour at McDonald's.
Now's the time to mix and match a few of your faves. Buy one McChicken, McDouble, or Hot and Spicy McChicken and get another one for just a buck. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
There's always time for the drive-thru deal. Because no matter how fast you are at making breakfast, McDonald's is faster.
Nothing fits your morning routine like your favorite breakfast. From a sausage McMuffin to a sausage burrito to those crisp, flaky, fluffy hash browns. Mix and match them every day with buy one, get one for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Down and get your move on. I'm a man.
All right, we are back. Our final segment here on North Idaho Thursday, and joining us now, as she does once a month from the Panada Theater, the executive director, Veronica Knowlton. Veronica, how are you?
I am well. I had a blast digging out all the snow this morning. Yeah. Well, and yesterday.
Yeah, as I was saying in the intro, for me it was last night, and you know, fighting the little bit of daylight we had left was my first opportunity to hit the driveway, so it was a challenge. But that's North Idaho life. I love it.
I have no complaints, and I think it's a perfect segue into ski season, into Christmas season. It really feels like we're into winter.
Well, we just had Ruth and Devin, you know, their Suzuki String and Allegro dance event. We were playing up for next weekend, not this weekend. But you have lots of other holiday type of stuff and a full slate of events for December. Let's talk about it.
We do. So this Saturday, we're kicking off our Christmas programming with a back-to-back film. At 2:30, we will have Polar Express, and at 7:30, we will have It's a Wonderful Life. Both of those films are priced at $9.27, which is significant because the proceeds will be given to our Panada Century Fund, matched by Ting.
So, Ting, it's another shout out to them. I talk about them all the time, but how much are they matching for that?
They are matching up to
$200,000. $200,000.
Yes. Our total campaign is $1.9 million. So with Ting's $200,000 and individual contributions at $200,000, that's close to a quarter of the campaign already loosely penciled out.
So how does that work with Ting? Like, say if I give $1,000, mm-hmm. they will match another $1,000.
Yep. So you can donate online. There's a specific donation box for the Panada Century Fund. All donations that go towards the Century Fund are matched by Ting. So the Shook Twins just had a concert where they did a Pass the Hat. They raised $1,600 for the Century Fund, and that will be matched by Ting. And so we've been doing some smaller fundraisers. These two films, the proceeds will be matched by Ting as well.
And where did you come up with that dollar amount for these films?
We were built in 1927. Okay. And I felt like $19 was a little expensive for a movie ticket. So I said, why not $9.27? Gotcha. So that's where we came up with.
It's taken me a while to figure that out.
I will caution, it is $10 at the door, because I didn't want our cashiers to count that many coins. So if you buy online, it is $9.27. If you buy at the door, it'll be an even 10.
And you can see both movies or one or the other?
One or the other. Okay. So each movie has its own ticket. That's a good question.
2:30 is a Polar Express. Great family fun, and you know what? It's a Wonderful Life, just a wonderful classic motion picture with Donna Reed and James Stewart. I'm old enough to remember the Donna Reed television show. That was a long time ago. And that one's at 7:30. You also have coming up December 7th, A Celtic Christmas.
Yes, that is with award-winning trio Everdream. They were pre-COVID called Affinity, and then out of COVID, they've kind of rebranded. They're now called Everdream. And they will be having guest Howard Crosby.
I remember them.
Which was the nephew of Bing Crosby.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Again, the Panada has just been doing very well with ticket sales. We have less than half our inventory available for Celtic Christmas. So if you're thinking about going or on the fence about going, I would snag your tickets before next Wednesday.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. And as we've been talking about for the last 45 minutes, panada.org, panada.org for all that ticket information. Of course, we were just talking about Into the Land of the Nutcracker. That's December 9th, 10th. And 11th, you also have another Christmas concert by the Music Conservatory coming up.
Yes, that will be their annual Music Matters Christmas program. So it is a youth concert, and I believe it's free to the public. You'll want to check either panada.org or the conservatory's website. But I think there's a suggested door donation.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Yeah. And that is Tuesday, December 13th. So a nice midweek entertainment option.
And speaking of the Nutcracker, also coming up on December the 14th is the Jazzy Nutcracker.
Yeah, that one will be fun. That is hosted by Studio One Dance Academy. Tickets are available at the dance office, which is, where are they located? On Cedar Street. And so there's two performances. There's a little Nutcracker and then there's a main show. That'll be fun. It's a fun, modern, hip take on Nutcracker. So if you want the traditional performance, check out Suzuki and Allegro. If you want more of a modern twist, Jazzy's the way to go.
I would suggest checking them both out.
I would too. I can't get enough of Christmas programming. Between rehearsals and events, I think we have maybe 7 days on our calendar that don't require staffing.
Wow.
So Josh and I basically are just going to live in the balcony and make friends with the ghost up there.
Yeah, there, it is haunted. I've experienced that myself. Yeah, I was having a breakfast the other day with a couple of members of your cleanup crew, and they were talking about, I mean, they love volunteering.
They're
and
delightful.
Cleaning up. And like, we are so busy this month.
Yes, I have really packed it in. And then I'd also like to shout out the last event of our 2022 schedule is Festivus. So Seinfeld fans rejoice. We are hosting a live Festivus event on December 23rd, of course. It will feature stand-up comedy, airing of grievances, poetry. There will be a trivia contest, and it will end with feats of strength. So we just, I think, went live with that either yesterday or the day before. That, yeah. And I think it'll be fun. Very fun. Any Seinfeld fans are encouraged to. Tickets are available online. And if you'd like to participate, whether with poetry, grievances, or trivia, you can check out our website and see how to sign up for some of the audience participation spots.
Yeah, so I'm a little confused. What does this have to do with Seinfeld?
Well, this is where it gets embarrassing. I've never seen Seinfeld.
Yeah, I'm with
you. I think there's an episode where they host a – good thing you guys don't get call-ins. There's an episode of Seinfeld where they
We might get call-ins.
You might on this one. They host their own Christmas party, but they don't call it Christmas. They call it Festivus.
Gotcha.
And instead of a tree, they basically just have like a naked flagpole. And so that's their symbol. And so the event really just – kind of plays out the events that happen in the episode, but it's local and it's fun and it's personalized rather than just copy and pasting what happens in the Seinfeld episode.
Gotcha.
I've already received 3 phone calls about it, and so I think it will be well received, but like any first time event, it just takes some
communication. I was going to say this must be the first time because I've never heard of it.
Yep.
And honestly, and this is embarrassing too, I have seen Seinfeld. I have this phobia about it because one of my arch rivals growing up, little league, high school, college, baseball, but this guy was always on the opposing team, it seemed.
Yeah.
He ended up being a writer for Seinfeld.
Oh.
So I was like, there's no way that show's funny.
Right.
And people will tell me how great it is. No, it can't be.
Yeah. I've never seen Seinfeld. I know it has a huge cult following.
Oh, absolutely.
So I think it'll do very well. Yeah. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, I remember when they had their final episode night, and even here in Sandpoint, as far away from New York City as you can get, there were big parties to watch the final episode. So, yeah, so if you want to learn more about Festivus, and it's another way to celebrate the holidays, that's what we've been talking about all day today, is holiday stuff, and this one's going to be different, and you can participate. Go to the Panada website, panada.org, and learn more about that, and the whole lineup. And Veronica, I don't know if I'm supposed to say anything yet, but I just got off the phone with Philip Kopinski, the comedian, who's been on the show a few times.
Yes.
And he has not one, not two, but 3 comedy nights this winter coming to the Panada Theater.
January, February, and March. He's presenting a comedy avalanche series. He hosted an event with us last year, and it was a fast sellout. So he's bringing it back. Each night features 2 to 3 different stand-up comedians. Should be fantastic. Tickets are on sale now. Philip's funny. All his friends are funny. So I'm very excited to see those come
to life. You know, we were talking today because he does advertising and stuff for this. And he was telling me about the headliners. And I go, what? You're not the headliner? Mm-mm. He goes, oh, no, I'm just the host.
I'm
bringing real comedians.
Yes, so, he is.
Veronica, thanks for joining us. Have a great rest of this month. And if I don't see it, well, I will. But on air, happy holidays.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll be back in here tomorrow with a special edition of North Idaho Friday. See you then.